Hey freaks, it's the best of the Store to View Daily. Enjoy these classique episodes while Sideshow freaks get brand new programs. If you want to sign up, go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. New shows will resume right here at distortedview.com next week. Until then, bye everybody.
What the fuck are you trying to do? Haven't you had enough?
No!
Is this what you want to see, you dirty motherfucker? Is this what you want to see?
Make nice to her. Now pull her up. I want to see you take a little bite right on her booby. Come on. You bite her little nippy. Bite daddy on the booby. But a nippy on the boo-boo is a no-no. That's not nice. Bite it off. You clamp down on that goddamn kid and you bite it off!
Hey freaks, it's Monday, September 22nd, 2008. Coming up on the program today, attacked over a Hot Pocket, plus delicious meals drizzled with tit milk, and fucking the grill of your Toyota 4x4. All of this was your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. I'm finally back doing a program. Hope you guys had a great week. It's the last time I really talked to you, so I'm so excited to be back. I missed you guys so much. For you Sideshow freaks, this past weekend, you got three kind of brand new episodes. They were recorded the previous weekend, right before the storm hit, because I was attempting to get ahead by a few shows. So when I move in a few weeks, I'd be able to, you know, unpack and move, and you guys would still have, you know, new shows. So I was just trying to get ahead. That didn't work out. So Sideshow Freaks got three new episodes over the weekend, basically. But really, this is the first time I've been able to actually record new stuff since the storm. So a lot of stuff to go over with you guys. The comforts have just been piling up in my email box. Before we get into any of that messiness, do you guys remember a toy from the 90s called Mr. Bucket? It was a game with one of the most unfortunate advertisements ever.
The game's Mr. Bucket. The first to get their balls into Mr. Bucket wins, but look out, because the balls will pop out of his mouth.
Oh, Mr. Bucket.
Okay, now, to me, that seems a little creepy.
The balls pop out of my mouth. I'm Mr. Bucket. A ball is what I'm about. I'm Mr. Bucket.
Balls are what he's about. So you have little kids trying to stuff their balls in Mr. Bucket's mouth. But be careful. He spits them out. This product is probably single-handedly responsible for the rise of the homosexuals.
Mr. Bucket from Milton Bradley.
Couldn't have helped. The reason why I bring this up is because I found a radio advertisement from the 90s for a product called Corn Nuts. You guys are familiar with Corn Nuts, right? They sell them in convenience stores, little salty treats. Now, apparently in the 90s, they ran some radio advertisements for this, and I've been assured this was a real radio ad. And several people have confirmed this. One person said they would only air it after 10 p.m. during, like, love lines or something. Take a listen to this advertisement for Corn Nuts.
It's not about anything else.
Go to your room and lock the door. Because when you try it once, you want to try it some more. Size doesn't matter, and that's a fact. It might be small, but it's a big impact. Oh. Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts.
An intensely crunchy corn snack comes in 7 nut-busting flavors. Bust a nut at a convenience store near you.
Right, isn't that a great advertisement? I totally want to buy some corn nuts now just to support this company for coming up with such a great advertisement. So there you go. Everyone go out and bust a nut at a convenience store. Although when I did it, the police were called in. I busted my nut right on the convenience store microwave.
You can't microwave burrito. There's come on the door.
All right. Yeah, speaking of corn nuts, nothing goes better with corn nuts than, of course, wine. Here's a girl who has a gallon of wine in her. In her ass. Yes, that's right. A wine enema. She's so drunk already. Take a listen.
See, this is going to get her up real high. Really go in there. This is my second bag. I want you to know. It's the most I've ever done.
Yes, she was referring to the bag that's, the enema bag that's full of wine that has a tube that goes into her asshole. For those of you who don't know, wine enemas are very common among alcoholics. It's, I guess, one of the fastest ways to get alcohol into your bloodstream. And this chick is loaded!
Oh, God. Damn it. Trying to hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Oh! Performance art. Can't hold anymore.
Yeah, I don't know why she's recording this. She says it's some sort of performance art.
Look at it, it went crazy. Not do one enema, it's a drive. Yeah, we're gonna go to the bathroom.
Well, that should be
see
good.
See what comes out of my butt.
Can I take a guess here? I'm gonna say wine and shit is what's gonna be coming out of your ass.
Worth a lot of money.
I think she thinks she's going to sell this video to someone and make a lot of money.
Worth a lot of money. I just had almost a gallon of wine up my ass. If you don't think that's impressive,
that's something.
I think you should go back to reading the TV guide. This is going to be the most amazing video you ever saw. I'm shitting my pants right now. That's my kitty cat. She's very confused.
We all are, lady. Alright, we don't actually get to see her shitting so much, but she's trying to stand on the toilet, you know, with her ass towards the camera, so she's like backwards on the toilet. But she's sort of like standing and crouching on it, and she keeps slipping into the shitty toilet water.
Yeah, the good thing about enemas is you don't get hangovers even though they stink a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Wait, kitty cat.
You
don't understand.
Shitting a little bit there.
You think I'm in pain or something, but I think it adds to the drama in the movie.
Oh, this movie was filled with drama, huh? I would call it a tragedy more than a drama. I love how she said the cat meowing in the background really adds to the drama. Fucking drunk. So there you go, a girl giving herself a wine enema. Finally today, before we get into the news. Y'all remember Jack Rebney, right? He is often referred to as the Winnebago Man.
Why don't I say it fucking right? What does the goddamn line say, Tony? What is the goddamn line?
He, fucked up the word rear. No, he was paid to go on film and talk about the, you know, new Winnebago models, describe them for some sort of presentations, and he just could not get his lines right.
I fucked up the word rear. I can't even read the fucking VO straight. What shot is it? Oh, shit. What did I do? Did I walk through it? What the fuck was that?
Now, I've got a new guy here. He is the owner of some sort of bedding, like bed and mattress store or something. And at first I thought he really gave Jack Rebney a run for his money. But I think Jack is a little more creative with some of the things he comes up with when he's angry. God damn, son of a bitch! You can shove it up your fern! Or, you know, like whatever he was talking about. He's distracted by the mosquitoes. God damn flies, or whatever they were. So yeah, Jack is great. This guy just sticks to swearing. Angry swearing.
Three, two, one. Hi, folks. Paul over at Beds for Less. Are you tired of waking up tired? Would you like to sleep healthier, sleep happier? Fucking, I'm looking at the goddamn bed. 3, 2, 1. Hi, folks. Paul from Beds for Less. Goddamn. 3, 2, 1. Hi, folks. Paul at Beds for Less. Are you... God, Jesus Christ. I know. Francis Ford Coppola over here. It's not the fucking Godfather. 3, 2, 1.
Just blaming the director.
Hi, folks. Paul at Beds for Less. Are you tired of waking up tired? Would you like to sleep healthier, sleep happier, have a better day to... Fuck me. Yeah, focus. That's what I need to do. Should have thought about that about 30 years ago. Probably would have helped. All right. Otherwise, I wouldn't end up in Prime Tucky selling fucking beds. 3.
So angry with his life.
1.
I do kind of like this guy.
Hi, folks. Paul over Beds for Less. Are you tired of waking up tired? Mm-hmm. Would you like to sleep healthier? Helpier? Helpier?
Helpier.
All right, Spielberg. Shit. Nobody sleeps fucking happy. Even when I get laid, I don't sleep with a smile on my fucking face. Does this thing show? Should I use makeup on that? You sure? What is that ringing? Do I have a tumor?
All right, this guy's pretty good. He may not be Jack Rebney, but he's pretty high up there. I think it's time for dueling fuck-ups.
I wonder what the fuck the real dialogue is.
You see, that's not where I'm fucking going.
Don't slam the fucking door. No more.
Even when I get laid, I don't sleep with a smile on my fucking face.
Listen, I've got to give a clue here now.
Francis Ford Coppola over here. It's not the fucking Godfather.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
It's my acting coach that keeps fucking me up.
What the fuck was that?
3, 2, 1.
All of the windshield, for fuck's sake.
Do-si-do your fucking partner.
Goddamn son of a bitch.
Stores.
Listen, I've got to give a clue here now.
What is that ringing? Do I have a tumor?
Oh,
3, 2, 1.
Fuck.
Shit.
Fuck.
Fuck.
God
damn it.
There you go, dueling fuck-ups. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, of fucked-up news right now. Alrighty, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, now's a great time to sign up. 3 brand new episodes were posted over the weekend, so if you want more DV, oh my god, now's a great time to sign up and get those bonus episodes. SuperFreakSideshow.com. If you happen to cancel because there were no shows for the past 5 days, could you please re-sign up? I'd appreciate it. It's kind of dickish on your part. I had no power! I cannot power my computer and cable modem with my farts. If I could, I would. But, so SuperFreakSideshow.com, it's Distorted View's member site. Sign up right now, or re-sign up. 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Indiana. A 20-year-old man told police he was stabbed by his younger brother on Sunday night after a fight broke out over a Hot Pocket. Let me start over here. First story comes from a trailer park in South Bend, Indiana. St. Joseph County police were called to an apartment. A fight over a Hot Pocket? They come in twos, don't they? I know. I lived on those things for a while. St. Joseph County police were called to an apartment just after 7 p.m. on Sunday, dinner time, where they found a man bleeding from a cut on his side. Although the man was initially uncooperative with police, he admitted that he got into a fight with his 18-year-old brother over the microwave sandwich. Oh, it's not a sandwich, stupid AP. It's a stuffed pocket, hence the name Hot Pocket. I don't know where this story came from, AP, Reuters, the South Bend Beacon, it doesn't matter. Yes, the victim told police the two began fighting over who got to eat the Hot Pocket, pushing and grappling with each other into a hallway. He said his younger brother then grabbed a steak knife off the kitchen counter and stabbed at his brother, cutting him on his left side. Well, he definitely wanted the Hot Pocket more. Although there are no winners in this fight. One got stabbed, the other had to eat a Hot Pocket. Police said the victim was able to wrestle the knife away from his brother, who then left on foot. Officers searched the area with a police dog, but were unable to locate him. The man was transported to the hospital with minor injuries, where he was treated and released. Have you guys ever had a Hot Pocket? He could have done more damage just by, like, squeezing the Hot Pocket insides onto his brother's face. It's like molten lava when it comes out of the microwave. Oh, I don't know what they do. How do those microwavable cooking sleeves work? It's magic. Can get that out. I'm just so fascinated by that technology. It's like cardboard on one side, but then some sort of reflective, foily metallic thing on the other side. It really is amazing. So there you go. I got scorched with a flaming pouch. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from England. Imagine parking up your new SUV on a quiet street, you know, parallel parked on a busy road, just to, you know, shop or whatever. And then you come back to find a man jizzing on the hood of your car. It happened, and it was videotaped. Yes, a drunk man was caught having sex with an SUV that was parked on a main road. The man, who has not been named, was seen with his pants down and getting it on with the front end of a Toyota 4x4. Ooh, this guy likes the Asians. He went at it for a while, proving that it wasn't just a hit-and-run type of situation. No, no. He was, like, fucking the grill of the car. I saw the video, and we'll post it as a video cast, maybe. At times, he looked a little frustrated. Why won't you talk dirty to me? Come on! Yes, at times he looked frustrated, maybe because the vehicle was unresponsive to him, banging against its bumper. He was arrested after passers-by called the police. Videos of the incident have been circulating on the web, so you can easily find it. But for Sideshow Freaks, I'll post it along with some other strange thing. I was going to do a video cast. As a matter of fact, I was in the middle of working on a video cast when the power went out and the whole storm thing started. So I think that's all saved. So I'm going to create, I'll add that to the upcoming video cast that I was working on. All right, one more story, then we'll get the hell out of here. It also comes from Europe. Yes, a Swiss restaurant is planning to serve meals cooked with breast milk. Human tit milk! This is eerily like the Sextastic Tuesday story I read a couple weeks ago about that restaurant that cooked boobs. And then the waitress came over and the guy was like, I'm thirsty, and she started squirting tit milk into his cup. The owner of the Storchen restaurant in the exclusive winter horror resort will improve his menu with specialties such as meat stew and various soups and sauces containing at least 75% of mother's milk. Quote, we've all been raised on it. Why should we not include it in our diet? Says Hans Locher, who has become Switzerland's most controversial restaurant owner. Mr. Locher attracted the attention of the leading media of the German-speaking world this week after he posted ads looking for women donors who will receive just over 3 pounds for 14 ounces of their milk. He said, I first experimented with breast milk when my daughter was born. One can cook really delicious things with it. However, it always needs to be mixed with a bit of whipped cream in order to keep the consistency. The Food Control Authority in Switzerland was initially confused by the apparent loophole in local legislation regulating the use of human milk, and it was not clear whether Mr. Locher could actually be banned from serving his specialties or not. Humans, as producers of milk, have never been mentioned in legislation. They're not on the list of approved species, such as cows and sheep, but they are also not on the list of banned species, such as apes and primates. You mean to tell me if I want to suck on a gorilla's tit, I can't? Switzerland, let me be the first to say, that's bullshit. And if I've got any listeners over there, I want you to email me because we need to start a campaign. I want to be able to suck the sweet juices out of monkeys without government interference. As a matter of fact, I don't know what the rules or laws are in the U.S., but when I become elected to whatever office I'm going to run for, it's still up in the air. There's like, what, 40 days left before the elections? I am going to change that. That, my friends, is your distorted news. For Monday, let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Didn't you guys miss my retarded stupidity? That's right. I want to suck monkey tits. When I lay my head on my pillow and I close my eyes and sleep, that's what I dream about. A world where we can suck animal teats. Specifically monkeys. It's my monkey future! No! All right, all right. We're going to check in with my freaky deekies here. However, we're going to do something a little bit different. This is Distorted View's voicemail lightning round. I've got so many voicemails. I'm so backed up. And, you know, being off for a week sure as hell didn't help. So I've got 16 voicemails starting with September 9th. When they were, most of these were sent. We're just going to go through them really quickly. If I don't like the tone of your voice, if I don't like the way you're speaking to me, if there's a crackle on the line, I will just move right along. Because, you know, we've got to get through these. All right, first up.
Hey, Tim.
See, like right there. Don't care for him. Next up.
Birthday songs are
up. Nope, nope. That was way too tinny. I didn't care for that. Next up.
Hey, Tim.
No, he's going to mention something about the DB Wiki.
Hey, Tim. This is... same guy called a couple days ago.
Nope.
Tim,
no. No.
Tim, you careless fairy. It's Blake, sort of you listen.
I want to see where this one's going.
Kentucky. Just calling to let you know that the show, I think it might have been Friday's show. You're playing some kind of Asian fucking puke porn or gag porn or some shit.
Uh-huh.
Listening to the story of you drunk is not a good idea because this fucking sound of madness made me throw up.
Next up.
Jigu, Tim.
Jigu.
This is Johnny Hungwell. I'm calling because I'm sad inside.
Johnny Hungwell. Okay.
I double teamed Matt from the Jam Bulls mom with my German Shepherd, Ada.
Okay. Next up.
Hey, man, it's Ken Dukes. Hey, I got a good idea that's even better than a Wikipedia.
Too late.
Hey, Tim, it's Sarah Allen. I was just wondering what song you played yesterday instead of singing Happy Birthday. It is this one.
Let's go shopping.
Because I know you'd forget it anyway, so thanks a lot, bye.
Yeah, I don't know the name of it off the top of my head. It's catchy, though, isn't it? I think it's by the same people who do the W-E-E-K-E-N-D, it's weekend. Someone else calling it about that. All right, let's fast forward and see what he actually has to say.
Song over and over on repeat, whatever it is. It's so much better than anything Corey could ever play. So please just keep playing this song over and over, like this one.
Let's go shopping.
I go inside with you, but I don't have the guts. Hey, wanna hang out sometime?
I love that skeleton.
Hey, you got the time? Oh, look at me. What do I care? Nice Halloween mask.
Oh, wait, that's your face.
Eat some candy, would you? You're almost as skinny as me.
Someone must have bought that skeleton at Target.
Hey there, Tim. This is the same guy who either called yesterday or the day before. I don't know how many voicemails we're going to get through today. But anywho, I was just at work, and I was on the computer, and I was looking at Wikipedia, and it says that you go... and you perform 1920s classic music to elderly people on the weekend. And I just gotta say, if that's true, man, you are a sick fuck. I mean, you.
Someone must have added that to my Wikipedia page.
Hey, Tim, it's Frank. I'm listening to the September 9th episode, and while I do appreciate you played my voicemail, I guess I should have rephrased it better. I was asking for you to do a pick. Because I saw like you did before, but sorry, man, if I fucking pissed you off, but if you don't post on your page what the fuck you want to do or don't do, sorry if I didn't know about it, but, you know, I'm still listening to the show.
I don't know what he's talking about. I must have yelled at him or something. I love when my listeners call back after I've scolded them.
Hey, Tim, I'm calling about Saturday show. You said, yeah. We should come up with something that Window Liquor should do for a free membership.
Yes.
I
Christ,
think you and Window Liquor should do a two boys, one cup.
Oh, that is not going to happen.
Hi there. My name is Chris. I'm a new listener to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fucked up. I've heard a lot of podcasts. I have... listen to a lot of podcasts to try and find something that's up to my par as far as gross and disgusting and funny things. And the first podcast I listened to was just from a few weeks ago. It was on a Sexastic Tuesday with a fucking sex story with the Golden Girls.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I might know something about that. Go on.
And then I knew it was meant to be.
Aww.
But what really solidified it was today, while I was at Costco, with one earphone in, talking to this lady that goes to my church. I heard the fucking granny's, "Oh God, I'm gonna get it" sound file, and spit my soda all over her face and started choking.
A freak is born.
Then I had to explain to her that what I heard was really funny, and of course she wanted to know what it was that was so funny. And I couldn't tell this church lady that it was the sound of a fucking grandma getting off. So I lied and said it was some really funny little sound file of a little kid making a comment about something. And then, of course, she was like, "Well, let me hear it." And I had to lie and be like, "Oh, it was live radio. Sorry." So
old people don't understand technology.
You know, after spitting in this church lady's face, I am going to subscribe to your fucking $5 Jewbag podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, we got a new freak, everybody. That's great. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View, though. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website, voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in no God.
Bust a nut at a convenience store near you.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com if you're not a member of the Sideshow. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. We will be back tomorrow for the big Tuesday show. Until then, bye, everybody!
Everybody is great.
I want to suck your cock.